Welcome to Guys Talking Yoga. I'm your host, Derek Vanderwalker, and this is a bonus episode. It's the last 10 minutes of my conversation with Larry Milburn, where he shares some of his stories about working with guys and teaching yoga. And I wanted to share it because it offers some great insights that any listener, no matter where you are in your practice, can relate to. Enjoy. So Larry, there was a story that you shared with me. It was a quick, short story, but I was asking about some of your students that you teach. And we were talking about the various age groups. And you said you've got some older students.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the first class I started teaching, it was a candlelight restorative yoga on Friday night, 6 to 7. So first class I started, now, like I said, I'm up to like 6 to 8 classes a week. But that's like my go-to class every week. And about a year and a half, and I had this woman come into that class religiously. And she said, I got to get my husband in here. I get a lot of that. I got to get my husband in here. But I'm going to get him a couple of privates first for his birthday or whatever, Christmas. So I was like, okay, great. So this gentleman, RJ, I'm going to give him a name. He came for a private, hour long. Each private was an hour long. He is 6'3". He is 63 and thin as a rail and pretty strong guy. He spent 35 years as a mechanic. He still is a mechanic, owns a garage up here in Litchfield County. But the lift in his garage is 1 or 2 inches too short for him. So for those 35 years, he has been bent to the side trying to work under a car. And his hips kind of jacked. And I think it's in his family. His dad had bad hips and all this and that. But he doesn't want to get it fixed. He knows there's a better way. And he's also curious. So we spent 2 one-hour privates working together. And after each one, he said he felt a little bit better. And I could see, you know, his knee swells up and this and that. And so he finally had the confidence to come after those 2 privates to come to my Friday night class. And he has come every Friday night without fail. If no one else comes, I can count on RJ to be there. And he comes every Friday. Sometimes it's just him. And now we're like butts. Now we talk. But there's always a point, even with just him, where we stop talking and I'm just cueing. And he's totally in the zone. And after every class, I swear to God, not only does he come to every class, but after every class, he just looks at me and he's like, you have no idea how much this has helped me. And I can't thank you enough. He's like, I got friends right now who are dropping dead of heart attacks and this and that. I'm telling my friends to come and do this. You know, he's like, dude, I got in a car the other day at the shop and I put my arm on the headrest, turn around and look over my shoulder, back up. And I stopped and realized I haven't done that in years. But because of this, I can do that. I can walk to my mailbox. He goes, I walked to my mailbox the other day or a few weeks ago. And I go, oh, my hip doesn't hurt. Right? This doesn't hurt. And it's because of this. I've also given him enough tools after a year and a half that he goes home and he does like a laying in bed twist. You know, knees up to your chest and float them over to one side, that whole thing, supine twist, right? He'll do those things. He'll do a couple of things while he's watching TV throughout the week. He's not coming to any other classes. He's not doing an hour power yoga. He's doing a few things every night, and then he can see the results. And now I started to teach a yoga for dudes class up here in Litchfield County as well.
Nice.
Thank you. And they can't even get down to their knees, man. You know what I mean?
Some of them are beginners. Some of them have been doing a little bit.
Totally. Yeah. It's a total mix. And I love that. And I love that. And when I teach to my dudes, I dial back the frou-frou to make it more accessible, yeah. Right? Maybe it's not our heart center we bring our palms to. Maybe it's our chest center. So I just switch up the cueing a little bit. There are only so many poses. There's only so much cueing, right? So you just have to find a way to make it accessible to somebody and not scare them off. Give them just enough in the beginning to be like, oh.
That sounds like a great approach with guys. I think there's too many guys who just hung up on the idea that there's this woo-woo aspect to it. But I think if they realize how much of it is just learning to tune up your body, learning to check in with your body, learning to get better balance, learning to get stronger joints, better mobility. I mean, whatever the things that they enjoy doing, mm-hmm. they'll be able to enjoy doing more and better and for longer getting into this stuff.
And I think a lot of the journey is finding the right teachers for you.
Totally.
And the only way you're going to find the right teacher for you is to go to different classes.
Yep.
You'll find the teacher that you respond to that either gives you enough of the frou-frou that you want or none at all. And they don't speak Sanskrit at all, or they speak only Sanskrit. And you think that's the coolest thing in the world. And you're kind of struggling and looking over at them or that student next to you to figure out what pose that is. And you know what I mean? That's the only way you're going to sort of find your path as a student of yoga, I think, to make it help start to sink in. But just to go back for a second here to RJ and to other folks, and I know to you and to me, like those incremental moments, those aha or oh shit moments in class, when your breath either settles or you're in deep in a pose, or you've accomplished something you haven't done, those start to come, but they will really only come with some consistent practice. Like you're not going to have those moments or big epiphanies if you just go once a week. Now, I'm not telling you to change your life and really get into it, but little small quality sessions or thinking about it, just tuning in. I've never done anything else. Once I really found yoga, that was it for the gym. Like literally, I think I've been into one or two gyms since then that taught a yoga class, and that's just where I could go to take that class on that particular day. That's it.
It gets back to your comment about quality over quantity. I think just rolling out a mat and even spending a few minutes allows you to continue to connect to what you've been working on and building towards. A lot of guys are into golf. They go to the range a lot. If they're not playing around, they're going to the range. They're working on their putting, they're chipping. Like if you didn't work on your putting and chipping and you just rolled out the golf bag, you're not going to score well. You're not going to play well. And I think the same thing with yoga is that you got to keep chipping away and knitting at that stuff. If you're traveling or on the road, even if you've got a cold or some bug, roll out the mat and just do a little bit to make sure you're sort of staying on that thread. Because as you touched on earlier, the opportunity to play with those reckoning poses just continues to evolve. And your reckoning pose is going to shift and change. And your relationship with each pose is going to shift and change. But only if you keep kind of knitting that practice and staying on that thread.
Yeah. So if I can, I just want to jump to another student. This is a private that I have every Friday morning, 85 years old. Gentleman came to me through an acupuncturist, said, hey, I've got this guy. He wants to start learning yoga, big golfer. So my first meeting with him was an hour. I think we talked for 45 minutes. And then the last 15, I just led him through a simple spinal warm-up thing. And I said to him, what do you want to get out of this? And what do you want to get out of your yoga, your golf game? And so we chatted about that. And as we've been working together, he's used to having a trainer come to his house. And he told me day one, like, I'm kind of a perfectionist. I kind of like to see results and this and that. He was a career lawyer and whatnot. And I said, well, this is going to be tough for you then, because the only way you're going to start to see those things is if you do this when I'm not here, because me just showing up on Fridays ain't going to cut it for you. So, but because I know you play golf and I play golf and I'm a yoga person, I can target some things for you to help with that swing and this and that. And I think I use the same thing. Like, you didn't get to be proficient at golf by just showing up to play 18 holes, right? You had to work at it. You had to work in your chipping and putting. Same thing with this. And he has. And that's the cool. It took him a while. And then the other thing that I'll just hit with him is around Christmas. As I said, you know, next year as we get into this and we're thinking ahead, I'm going to start doing X, Y, and Z with you. And I could see he was kind of hesitating. And I wasn't sure if he was going to be like, well, I don't know if I want to continue because I don't see results. And in a way, he kind of was. And I think we were in the middle of like transitioning from a seated pose to all fours. And I said, let me explain something to you. If nothing else, let's say you're out on the golf course with your buddies and you fall. If I know that you can roll over from your side or your back, get on the all fours, put one leg in front of you that's at 90 degrees and stand up, I've done my job.
Yeah.
So part of this is just being able to be mobile and move and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
At this stage, right? You're not going to win any Iyengar competitions, right?
Right, right, right. You're not going to drive at 350, but you're going to be able to get up and get going again.
Right. And so for a lot of my older students, I try to just plant that. You just want to be able to keep moving.
And you know what? For older people, they want to be independent. They want to be able to do the kind of things they need to do. And being able to pick yourself up, whether you're on the eighth hole or whether you're on the living room floor.
Totally.
That's a critical skill to keep and maintain.
So thanks again for checking out this bonus episode. Remember to follow us and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And check us out on Instagram at GTY Podcast.